not matter because you rise again. So us knowing that, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good to us. You are awesome. You are worthy of our praise. We extol your greatness, and we thank you for the master's call. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Rodgers, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we have an opportunity to come together, to come and to praise your name, to come and love on you, to come and pray for your people, to come and hear the word of God, to come and be enriched, Father, empowered believers, and to go forward and make it happen. Lord, we thank you for the speaker that's coming forward, our very own Mother Eagle. We love her, we honor her, and we thank you that we have her. Thank you so much for that, Lord God. And Father, this call will go through clear. It will be uninterrupted. There will be no drop calls. There will be clarity so everybody can hear the word of God, write it down, so we can go forward and make it happen in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, family. I am going to turn this call over to my awesome host. Are you there, host?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can hear you loud and clear, precious. God bless you.
God bless you too, Elder Robin. And good morning to my Master's Call family. We're just so excited in the Lord this day. And yes, I touch and agree, make it happen Monday, because we know that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So good morning, good morning, good morning. This is LaShawn in Delaware by ways of New York City. And I greet you all with Jesus' joy. And so thankful that you said yes to the Master this morning and joined us on this call. If this is your very first time getting on the call, we want to say welcome once, welcome twice, and welcome three times. And for those who have been saying yes for a while now or since the entirety of this call, we just want to say thank you so much for your steadfast commitment to the Master, and we just encourage you to continue dialing in. This call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, who you will be hearing very, very shortly, and our ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, also known as Dr. Dimples, as she is so affectionately called. We love these two victorious women of God because of their yes and because of their commitment. God gave them a scripture reference for them to stand on and for this call to go through with clarity. That scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see, it is important that we start our day off in prayer. We encourage you to continue your day in prayer, and then we also encourage you to end your day in prayer, because we know that when you are covered by the blood of the Lamb through prayer, all things are possible. So we're just excited that that scripture reference was selected by the Master for this call. There's also a mission statement that this call stands on, and that is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And if you had an opportunity to go to our website and listen to the archive calls and to listen to the messages, you have an opportunity to hear how so many people have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers. As a matter of fact, I invite you to really listen to our celebration week, which was October 20th through the 24th, where you, the listener, had an opportunity to share how this call has not only blessed you, but has encouraged you to minister the word to others. So we're just so excited about that mission statement. And again, you could go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, not .com, .net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. It is a fully interactive site. You can read the bios of our speakers. You can learn more about the call. There's usually prayer directives there, especially if we are touching and agreeing together for a corporate fast and corporate prayer. And there's just so many other wonderful things with that website. You can also leave comments as it relates to the word, because our webmaster ensures that the word for the day is encapsulated on the face part of the website. You can also email us if the Lord is telling you that it is time for you to become a prayer intercessor, or it's time for you to bring the word, or if you just want to say hi and let us know what God is doing in your life through a praise report, a prayer request, or a testimony. We invite you to use our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. There, our prayer general, Minister Robin, or Pastor Vanessa will get back to you and let you know, thus saith the Lord. So we're just so excited. I know you heard, you know, Artists International. You may say, well, wait a minute. What does Artists International have to do with this prayer call, and what is Artists International? Well, first, I want to invite you to the MMC call, which is directly after this call, the Morning Motivational Call. That call will help you jumpstart your business for those artistpreneurs out there. It'll help you get ready, even in your own line of work. It motivates you and stimulates your mind to have more creative ways to be successful. And that number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Now, a little bit about Artists International. It is a Christian-based, sold out to the Lord, health and wellness company. And because Papa Diezo and y'all is sold out to the Lord and had his values on God first, this company is truly blessed. It has experienced over 500% growth this year alone. It is debt-free, and the products are awesome, and they work. We cannot make medical claims, but I will tell you that when you know what you know what you know, and you've experienced it for yourself, you can't help but spread the good news. So I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to tell you more about Artists International. So I'm about to move out the way because I cannot wait to hear what the Lord has to say this morning through this beautiful vessel of God. Her name is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, again, our Mother Eagle, and she is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, where she is teaching us to get out the ostrich ministry with our heads in the sand and for us to fly and soar like eagles. And she definitely pushes us out of the nest and encourages us to do the very best through God. Well, we're just excited to hear what she has to say. She is a natural historiographer. She is in love with the Lord, and that is the main thing that she wants you to know. So without further ado, I bring to you our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for hosting God's people this morning. Thank you, Prayer General, for saluting the saints as they chimed in all over the country. Looking at the board, just excited how coast to coast so many people are joining us, and new listeners, which we are grateful for each and every morning. Dr. PK and I don't take it for granted, and we are always humbled how the Lord has touched his hand of favor on the Master's Call. Excuse a little hoarseness and tiredness in my voice. I just got back in. Thank you for the prayers. Ms. Josie and I went to Dallas this weekend and had a phenomenal time with family. I preached my little heart out yesterday morning there in Dallas for one of the churches that I cover, and just got back in last night and just thankful to God for the many blessings that he has bestowed on all of us. And this December 1st, as we enter the home stretch of 2014, God is manifesting our God-ordained dreams. The theme that we started out with on January 1st, reflecting, remembering, rehearsing to the heavens, decreeing here on earth that the dreams that God has put in our heart, that he's doing all that he's promised to do as we first do what we are called to do. So again, thank each and every one of you for listening to the call today. I'm going to kind of combine what I ministered on yesterday with an old theme we talked about before, because when you look back at the end of the month or the end of the year, the last month of the year, how many of us have to reflect on some of those goals we wrote down in January, some of those promises we made to ourselves and God, and it's never too late to do and to see God manifest his promises. But we always want to start looking in the mirror at ourselves. And yesterday I preached at a church entitled The Garden of Gethsemane Outreach Center. And my spiritual daughter, Pastor Elisa Lamkin, I was telling her when she reminded me of that church name when she founded the church a couple of months ago, I said, wow, when you even hear the Garden of Gethsemane, you think of crossroads of decisions. Jesus had to choose to die. He was born to die. But that was the time at the very end when the mission was in the last leg, when we were in the fourth quarter of faith, that we were in the last play of the scene of why he even came to earth to amend for our sins, to reunite heaven with earth. And at that place, still he had a decision. He had a choice, and he had to be positioned for the purpose. We've talked a lot about that. But he had to say, not my will be done, but yours. And through this year, have we gone through the transformation? Have we gone through the changes? Have we positioned ourselves? Just asking us to ask ourselves individually and corporately this morning, have we done what it takes, even in our artist business, to have it be the best business? Or many of us, starting with myself first, having to repent many times for not doing all we can do, should do, know to do. And so I'm going to talk this morning in specifics about us, even on this first day of December of the last month of the year, making a decision to say, I want God, my extreme makeover, and a spiritual transformation takeover. For some of us, since it's the last quarter, the last month of the year, we've been promising that weight loss, Transform 90. We've been promising those many calls a day we haven't done, or hits on the internet, or getting out talking to people, whatever we were supposed to do, to spend more time with our kids, our family. Now it's the 12th month. This is it for the year. So we need an extreme makeover and watch God do a spiritual transformation takeover. One person at a time, one mission, but we all are remembering that we're God's minister in the marketplace. I think we all remember the term extreme makeover, the show, the popular show that was on years back, when they find families in need of major help with repairs for their home. And they usually these families didn't have the financial resources to get the repairs done. And they were good, ordinary people that would the host of the show would use ordinary people to come together corporately to get some extraordinary things done in a very limited amount of time. This is how God sees all of us. Everybody on this line, we are ordinary people, but we're called by the blood of Jesus, by that Holy Ghost inside of us, to do some extraordinary things. So I'm challenging us to think big, believe big, knowing that we'll achieve big, even though it's December 1st. We're still decreeing that we're going to see some extreme progress, some extreme things happen for our good in our lives. Well, what does extreme mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. Extreme means, so we're all on the same page, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, existing in a very high degree. Extreme means radical. Extreme means maximum. Extreme sometimes means excessive. Oh, this is the first day of December, the last month, and we've got to be extreme in our actions and our thoughts and our focus so that some of those things God promised us that he's waiting on us to do since January 1 can happen. Well, what is makeover mean? Well, it's an act or instance of making things over, changing of our personal appearance. We've got to, some of us, change our mindset, change our strategy, tweak, let the Holy Ghost do some tweaking on our thinking so that we can soar like the eagles we are, the spiritual transformation takeover, individually first, and then as a team, completing the mission of being God's minister in the marketplace. Our extreme makeover job description. Let's get our job description on this first day of the last month straight. It comes straight out of the book of Luke. Let's look at Luke 4, a very familiar passage, and Luke 4, verses 16 through 20. I quickly read, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Many of us have the same rituals. We get on this call every morning. We hop right on the MMC call. But what are we doing with the rest of our day? Verse 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written in the red, y'all. That means there's no debate. God said it. That settles it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance. We lay hands on our own selves and get delivered from procrastination, from laziness, to deliver the captives, recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. In other words, to go out and be his minister in the marketplace. And verse 20, as he closed the book, he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them were in the synagogue were fasted upon him. And he said unto them, in the red, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day I'm speaking to your spirits, to your mind, stirring the prophetic gifts inside of us to say it's not over until God says it's over. This may be December 1st. And I love how my dear sister, Platinum President Martha Marie Preston says, it ain't over till the fat lady sings and she ain't sung yet, because why? She's in our body magic. So nothing that we can do is prohibited because God in us through what? Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't throw in the towel and say, oh, it's too late. It's never too late. So we have to understand, noting that when Luke wrote this, he was a physician. He writes with the compassion and the warmth of a family doctor. And he carefully documents the perfect humanity of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. And Luke is saying to us today that there's still a job we need to do. Well, it all starts with an ordinary mindset being submitted to an extreme makeover with the anticipation of the ability to do the supernatural. See yourself with the eyes of faith, doing some extraordinary things these last 30 days for the kingdom through your hands, through your steps, through your actions. Romans 12, very familiar, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but what? We're transforming today to make it happen by the end of this month. The renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, then comes the pivotal, critical question. What is our reasonable service? What did the patriarchs and the matriarchs of the Bible call reasonable? And here's the question. How close do we honestly come to that today? Oh, thank God his mercies are new every morning. And we all have a second chance, a third chance, a 28th chance to get it right and to get it done. Or an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. We must do the work of the kingdom, first in ourselves, then as a body, with the mission in our mouths that we are God's ministers in the marketplace. All right, how many of us know that we need a spiritual extreme makeover so we're prepared to do, to live, to produce fruit consistently for our kingdom takeover? 30 days, 31 days. It only takes 21 days to do a habit. God can do a breakthrough, can do a miracle thing. As we do our part, we'll watch God do the exceeding abundantly above. But we first must do our part. If we want to see the miracle signs and wonders in our lives, then we read about that we read about in the scriptures, then we need to be willing, committed, open, to do what they were going to do and what they did to experience them. God used ordinary people to do extraordinary things as they submitted to the process. I've been watching Bishop Jakes teach a series on out of service, and it's mainly dealing with having a servant's heart being willing to do the job without always just looking for the benefits. In other words, before I decide to help, I got to see what's in it for me. But that's not the Jesus way. That's why we need some of this transformational spiritual thinking. Jesus was a servant leader. That's our model as a team leader. That's our model as we go out in and out our day as ministers in the marketplace. When there's a need, you don't worry about what can it benefit me. You're thinking worldly. You're thinking fleshy. I know it may hurt your feelings, but you're thinking carnally. You see a need. You have the ability to fill it. You hear God say, do it. That's it. That's your reasonable service. And then the blessings start overtaking us because we're planting the right seeds. Why do we celebrate the few who have the ministries that produce the great exploits that Jesus told us that we should have in our lives when he said every believer in Mark 16 shall lay hands on the sick, shall speak with new tongues, shall cast out demons, that we should see the signs and wonders in all of our life. He's the same Holy Ghost inside of each and every one of us. In John 14, verses 12 through 15, it says, Truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, then keep my commandments. We're talking about our extreme makeover. We're in the last month. We're in the home stretch. And the Holy Ghost, the rule wind of God, is blowing in our backs to cross the finish line victorious. See, the simple, profound power of staying in agreement, one-on-one. We know in Matthew 18 through 20 talk about whatever we agree on, bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We started wherever two or three are gathered in my name. God's promise to be there. That's why the power has been given so much to married couples, and it's awesome. And so many times God sees them in the realm of the spirit as one. They don't use their power of agreement. Any two or three of us on this line, it's well more than two or three, can come together in one accord and make an agreement that the rest of this month, I'm going to complete the dreams, the vision, the promises. I'm going to yield to the process and watch God show up and show out in my life. I quote Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse in Deuteronomy 32 says, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Lord has shut them up? In other words, one could put 1,000 to flight, but I love this Holy Ghost math. Two can put 10,000 to flight when we come together and agree that no weapon formed against us can prosper. God didn't tell us that it wasn't going to form, but he promised us it wasn't going to prosper. So in our extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover, we have to first decide today, I'm going to do my part. Every day, God, I'm going to ask you to order my steps. Every day, God, I'm going to ask you for the mind of Christ and write down my agenda for the day and remember to keep the main thing, the main thing. I'm not going to let distractions, detours, things deceive me into getting off the track to fulfill purpose. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay faithful, and I'm going to stay firm. Yeah, I'm going to submit to this extreme makeover because we're in the final run, and I want my spiritual transformation takeover. Do in me a complete work, Lord. I'm praying on this line that we're deciding as we enter this season of the most important time of Jesus' birthday. It is about him. The reason for the season is not all the shopping for gifts for others, but to be a gift in the hand of God, for him to use your hands, use my hands that glorify him, that we say, God, I'm going to do what you've asked me to do first, and I'm going to watch you move, show up, and show out in my behalf, and watch the dreams that you gave me manifest, because I am asking you to order my steps. I'm asking you to speak through my mouth. I'm asking you to think through my heart and watch God already give us the victory. We won't even have to wait till the battle's over. We can shout now by first doing our part and watching him do the rest. An extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover, being God's minister in the marketplace. I speak over our lives that we accept this challenge this day, throughout the rest of this year, and all of what God will bring in years to come, that we'll get the job done for his glory and our good. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome and powerful word. We're going to come back to you for our closing benediction. But before that, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this day, individually and collectively, just thanking you. We just thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for family, Lord, whether it's family member through blood or family member through your union, God. We just want to thank you so much for waking us up this morning, the little things that many of us take for granted. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up in our right mind with full use of our limbs, Lord, and our mind and our five senses, oh God. We just want to thank you, Lord, for being a blessing unto others, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, the same way you forgive us, that we learn how to forgive others. The same way you love us, we ask you, Lord, that you show us how to love others. And, Lord, the same way that you mold us, Lord, we ask that you guide our feet and guide our steps so we can be evangelists and disciples of your word, Lord. We just ask that we're able to go to people, whether they're under the trenches or in front of our faces, Lord, to just spread the gospel and good news about you. Lord, it is a makeover Monday, and we just want to thank you for making us over on a day-to-day basis. Father, I ask that you watch over those who are in need of you, Lord, those who are feeling ailments. God, we know that ailments are not of you. We know that any sickness is not of you. We know that colds and viruses and cancers, Lord, none of that is of you. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you not only run your DNA through them, Lord, but that you recover them in your will, God. We just want to thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that are going to walk out the hospices and the testimonies that are going to walk out of ICU and the testimonies that are going to walk out the hospitals, because we know it's going to lead more people to you, oh God. We just want to thank you so much for watching over us financially and blessing us, Lord. We just want to thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to not only tithe, but to be able to help those who do not have God, whether it's through our time and talent, whether it's with a prayer, or whether it's with a meal, Lord. We ask that you watch over those who are affected or infected with HIV/AIDS, as this is World AIDS Day, Lord. We just ask that you just put an added blessing to the family members who no longer have a family member next to them at the dinner table or can't get that phone call anymore, Lord. We know that you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, and we know that you make no mistakes. So we just want to thank you in the middle of it. We just want to thank you despite of it, because of it. And we just want to thank you because you are God and God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies on this call. We thank you for the praise reports from this call. And God, we just join, touch, and agree as your children that we know that all the prayer requests, spoken and unspoken, those in our hearts and our minds and those that were actually verbalized, are already handled by you. It is you that we give the honor, the glory, and the praise to. And Lord, now that you hop on over to each and every caller on this line right now, I ask that you refill and just bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her ministries and all those around her, Lord. Thank you for her decreasing so your word can increase with clarity and with boldness. We just want to thank you for her life and thank you for her dedication. And it is in Jesus' name that we seal this prayer. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, if you want to hear this call in its entirety, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-pound. This call, again, for those who are just joining us, we encourage you to call 10 minutes before the hour, so that's 7:50 Eastern, 6:50 Central, 5:50 Mountain, and 4:50 out there on the West Coast. And we also encourage you to join us on the MMC call. That number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And it takes place directly after this call, which is 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain and 5:30 out there in the Pacific Coast. I just want to thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting and feeding God's children again, and our Mother Eagle. We love you so much. Thank you for that bold and powerful word. We ask you now that you come back for our closing benediction.
Thank you so much. And again, we appreciate each and every one of you who've been on the call today. Pray you'll take this challenge from this December 1st to take the baton to run to that place called promise and destiny and purpose by the end of this year. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for our time together as we begin this 12th month of our year 2014, giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise as we depart from this call. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of us. As we leave this call, continue to build our faith as we open up our mouths and minister to others in you, Jesus, our Lord. As we leave this call, let the glory of God stay laid upon our hearts, the countenance of the Holy Ghost exude out of us, that others who do not know you will ask, oh, what it is that makes us so different, and will point them to you. So we thank you, Father, for victories individually and corporately in our lives as we glorify you in our doing, in our saying, and in our being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye, and have a blessed day.